It's time for Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymore. From corporate executive to CEO to entrepreneur and the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live. This podcast is all about digital marketing, building a business you love, and creating a brand that's authentic to who you are. So if you're ready for honest, raw marketing conversations that you will not find anywhere else, let's freaking get it. All right, guys, welcome back to Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymore, and I have my one of my favorites, but don't tell anyone else that, Barbara here. She makes me sweat sometimes because all we talk about is numbers, but it's great, and I love having her in my life. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to finally be on your podcast.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay, so thanks for being here. Tell everybody who you are. What do you do? Give us that little lowdown spill.
Yes. So I'm the owner of Jace Accounting Solutions. I'm a CPA, and I provide bookkeeping and fractional CFO services. And if you're wondering, what the heck is a CFO? So it's chief financial officer. A lot of big companies have a chief financial officer, but as small business owners, we can't afford to pay the price of a full-time CFO. So I offer my services at a smaller price, and therefore you get some of my time. And I really enjoy helping small business owners, predominantly female business owners. I do have one male, so there you go. But I enjoy helping those businesses scale to the next level. And so coming alongside you from when you're just needing your books done and you're just making sure that your tax accountant's going to love you at the end of the year, and really getting some good data from those historical numbers, but then also looking forward and mapping out your financial strategy using some historical information, but also your goals. And I've been doing this. I guess I got involved in accounting over 10 years ago. It's crazy to think about. Started off in public accounting, doing auditing. So I'm very familiar with like compliance, internal controls, all those fun things. Makes a lot of people's eyes glaze over.
Mine all the time.
And then about in 2019, I started doing these services where we would do the bookkeeping and fractional CFO services, payroll, the whole gamut. So full accounting solutions. And then I went off on my own a few years ago, and I've been doing this ever since, and I love it. And I'm in my groove.
I'm so excited that you're here. Okay. I'm really excited. I've been working with you for probably a year now. Yes. So she is my CFO bookkeeper, tells me what I can afford and what I cannot afford, or what I can do and can't do. So between her and Casey, I have like two extra moms. And it's really great. Cause at first we had this conversation yesterday when I picked you up from the airport. I was like, to think I like did business before you. And I was just like, yeah, I can like go do this or hire this person, because I just didn't know. But now like you come in with a whole plan, whole spreadsheet that literally makes my eyes glaze over, but like you get so excited, but it actually, you break it down so beautifully for me to even understand like what even is a profit margin. Are they good? Are they healthy? What does it look like for small business owners? And if you don't know what any of that means, don't worry. She's going to get into that in a minute, because I know a lot of people in here, if you're just ready to get over that six figure mark, or you're mid six figures, or you're ready to hit the seven figures, like they know, if you build a team around you that know all these words that I don't, and a lot of you probably are not familiar with, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just what they do. They're going to help you soar to the next level. And that's just like what I'm excited to have people like this around me. So, you know, I wasn't expecting to like cheers Barbara really quick, but I love it. Okay. So let's break it down. So what does it look like if you are entering to six figures, mid six figures? What is like a healthy profit margin? First off, if people don't know, can you just tell us like what is profit margin?
Yeah.
And then break it into like the six figures for them.
Yes. So high level, we'll just say like your net profit margin is just simply taking your revenue less your expenses. Okay. And so when we look at your margin, then you throw in a percentage. So you're converting that number to a percent. Okay. So it's very loaded question of what's a healthy profit margin. I'll give you an example, because in construction, if you're a general contractor, your gross profit margin could be 10%. Your net profit margin is only like 1-2%. That would sound, probably scare everyone if they were like, oh my goodness, I only have like a 1% net profit margin. So it's going to vary industry to industry. But for a service-based business, I would say, without knowing someone's exact situation, I'd say a 15 to 20% goal would be good. That's service-based business, so it really is going to be across the board. And so many people want that silver bullet. What is the number I'm aiming for? And it's just not that easy. It's like, and I hate to say that, because I like to be able to say like, this is what you need, go do it. And you have like the benchmark. But it's kind of like you go to the doctor, and what one treatment plan for one patient may work for them, may not work for you. So it's kind of the same thing.
What does that look like whenever like you're trying to scale? So like you might want like, cause like last night we were talking about this and you were talking about like as a solo preneur, you literally had like 90% profit margin cause you were doing everything yourself. When it goes to invest in your business and grow your business, like tell them how that looks different. It could be scary cause it does dip.
Yes, exactly. So when you are first starting out, and I'm going to talk more from a service-based perspective. So if some of this isn't resonating because you sell goods, you have inventory, don't panic because this is more geared for that service person. So when you are first starting out, it's very normal. For example, my profit margin, my net profit margin was like 93% my first year. That means that every dollar that I brought in, 93% I was able to keep for myself. That is super high, super normal. However, as you want to grow and scale, you're most likely bringing in other resources. So it might be that you're outsourcing your accounting, for example, outsourcing social media. Maybe you're bringing on a new team member. So therefore, that's more overhead, right? So you're naturally going to see that profit margin dipping. It's going to go down. It can panic you because you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm used to having X dollars left over at each end of the month, and now I only have X amount. So it's really important to understand that this is part of the journey. And that's where I come alongside business owners to say, okay, this is where we're going and this is what it's going to look like over the next 12 months. So we are not panicked because a lot of business owners, and you probably can resonate with this, and I was that too, this way as well, but you look at that bank balance and that's your point of reference. What's the cash in the bank? And that's not, as you're growing and scaling, that number is not going to give you the insight you really need in order to make the decisions to get to that next level.
If you're ready to break through that small town mentality and take your business, brand, or corporate job to the next level, then Damn Good Marketing Live 2024 is for you. Now picture yourself surrounded by a community of like-minded individuals, all hungry for growth and success. DGML is your gateway to unparalleled networking opportunities and invaluable insights from industry experts. If you're ready to move that needle in your business and embrace a transformative experience, then I invite you to join us at DGML this year. Trust me, I've been in your shoes searching for that missing piece, and now I'm bringing it back to Louisiana because I know firsthand the power of putting yourself in the room. Because once you do, you'll be amazed by the transformation. So don't miss out. Secure your spot to Damn Good Marketing Live 2024. Check the link below in the description and let us know if you have any questions.
Bringing you in has truly helped me see things in a larger scale because like I'm a worst case scenario girly and so is she. So like I like to be prepared, not in a bad way. It's almost like in business you have to be like, what if we had to shut the doors tomorrow? Like, do we have enough to pay our bills, pay our employees, like take care of people, like whatever that looks like. And just like working with you, it helps you plan this out so well for everyone. I guess like if people, why is it important to have someone like you to help them clean up their books, finance, like manage their actual income, all that stuff? Like why is it so important?
Yeah, well, so I'll start with like everyone. I feel like I shouldn't say everyone should have a bookkeeper at some point early in the game. You might be telling yourself like, oh, I don't need that yet. I don't need that yet. You probably need it sooner than you think you do. So it's for multiple reasons. We need that historical data. We need a point of reference to be able to say like what's been working, what hasn't worked. We can look at it. We can really dive into some numbers and say, okay, is your revenue seasonal? What do we need to do about that? Like, do we need to plan ahead for the slower months? The other part is that your tax accountant will love you if you hand them a clean set of books. A lot of people don't realize this, that if you go to your tax CPA in their busy season, AKA January to April, and you give them a pile of mess of numbers, they are going to charge you a premium and they just tack it onto your tax prep fees. So you're like, why does it cost so much? It's because you're handing them some bad, you know, bad numbers, just like a box of receipts, we'll put it that way. And you're getting them in their busiest time, so you're going to pay that premium. Usually it's cheaper to actually have a bookkeeper helping you year long. Not only that, but you get like real-time numbers. So it's like a benefit to you. And in the long run, you're gonna probably pay a similar price. They're gonna drop their tax prep fee because now your books are clean. They rely on your numbers. So how it progresses, I guess, is not every business owner, and this might come as a shock, needs necessarily a fractional CFO. Fractional CFO is going to be for the businesses that are actually wanting to scale, or they're bringing in a new revenue stream. Things are pivoting, things are changing. So that's where you really do need someone like me, where I'm going to look at those historical numbers, aka the bookkeeping piece of things. We're going to combine that with your, I start with personal goals. Kind of what Steven was saying too, is like, we talk about what are your personal dreams? What do you want for your life? Okay. Then we back into, what do we need from the company in order to support financially that dream of yours, right? So when the fractional CFO piece comes into play, we're combining that personal piece plus your business piece and saying, what are your, if you're going to launch a new revenue stream, a membership perhaps. So we're saying, okay, well, what numbers? Let's do different scenarios. Worst case scenario, best case scenario, shoot for the stars scenario kind of thing. We lay those out. Business owner now has numbers behind their ideas and how it's going to pan out, how well, what targets are we hitting? Like, every business owner has that gut feeling of like, I want to do this. Like, I think if I do this, if I can get this many people, I come alongside and say, that's a great gut feeling, or let's kick it up a notch. So I'm really, my goal is to really put the numbers behind the business owner's vision. So it just kind of goes from like a bookkeeping to like fractional CFO. Yeah. And that's kind of the progression.
What advice would you give people that, because we talked about it literally before we started this, is like, people don't like to talk about money. People freak the hell out when they talk about money. Like, I probably text you probably like way more than we should probably admit on this podcast. But it's just like, when you run a business, one, you already have the stress of everything. Personally, you have the stress of everything. Crap has literally gotten so expensive. But what is your best advice to give someone that it's time to really like pull back the curtain? Let's talk about money. Hire someone that you trust, because they're getting in the personal aspect of it too, because they want you to succeed. So what is your advice on doing, like, just going in, stepping in and like talking about money, even if it is uncomfortable?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, so I don't know if y'all have read this book. It's called, it's by Jen Sincero. And I think it's, oh, I should have known this. Badass Money. Does anyone, what is it? Yes. Something like, yeah, there you go. So, it's a great book. We will put that in the show notes, yeah. the name of that. Yeah. But anyway, she talks about the two taboo, subjects are sex and money. So I say that because if you have these feelings that come up when we talk about numbers and money, you're normal. Like, the vast majority feels the same as you do. However, as business owners, we can't just take this like duck and cover approach, or we are never going to get to that next level. We're always going to feel like we're on the hamster wheel. So I feel like, you know, I don't know a ton about money mindset. I just know what I see in my clients and some of the books I've read, but also recognizing that we all, as children, we have been given like this money blueprint. We have a blueprint. And so we come subconsciously or consciously, we come to the table with some baggage surrounding money, and it could be good baggage. It could be bad baggage. Just realizing that, I guess I would recommend that people tap into, what is their blueprint? Think back to childhood. Was it a, we can't afford this? Was that told to you a lot? Was there no discussion of money? Was it an off topic? Was it like sex, where we don't just sit at the dinner table just talking about those kind of topics? So really dive deep into, what are some of those, how were you raised, and what are some of your thoughts surrounding money? Just get a piece of paper and start, you know, writing down like what thoughts come up around that. But then ultimately recognizing that if you're going to play small and say, oh, I just have this like hobby, you know, and whatnot, then you're not going to treat your business as a business. Like, we have to make sure that we have our I's dotted and our T's crossed. We need to make sure we are set up as a legal entity, that we have our bank accounts, business bank accounts, separated from our personal accounts. Huge. So I think that there's just got to become like a mindset shift to, and whatever you need to do with that, seek out whatever mindset coach, whatnot, to get over that hurdle, because it's going to spill over to your personal and your business. And so it's just like one of those things we just got to rip the Band-Aid off and
let's talk. I want to talk about this too, is you always talk about paying yourself first. Yeah. When you're in business. And a lot of times people are like, well, I can't pay myself first because of X, Y, Z. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about like, why do you believe it's so important to pay yourself first and then distribute?
Yeah. So it's kind of a mindset shift. So paying yourself first, regardless, like, even if you are saying, hey, I'm in a loss position. I'm not, you know, I have a net loss. I don't have net income. I always recommend that every dollar that comes into your business that you have allocated it. And so even when you're just starting out, even if you're just putting away like $5 a month, or let's say $10 inflation, $10 a month to then grab yourself a Starbucks coffee, like that is something big. And you may think like that's small. I want to be able to pay my mortgage. We can get to that point. But I think starting out, you need those smaller wins because especially just in business owners in general. And I think women business owners too, we get burnt out. We have like so many things we're trying to balance. Like we are the kind of the head of the household. We set the tone for our households, whatnot, you know, running, shuttling kids everywhere. It's never ending. And so when you get in those moments and then you're like, now I've got to work on the business, it can just lead to burnout. And so I think if you're like, hey, I was able to set aside like $150 this month and I'm going to go get a massage and I earned this, like I literally earned this. I don't know. There's just that link. And so I'm a huge proponent of like taking your profit essentially off the top, then figuring out how much you have left to spend on your company. Not the other way, saying, okay, I just spent all this money and now I'm left over with this amount, so I guess I can pay myself. Or what a lot of us do is we just keep reinvesting, which is not a bad thing to do if there's a strategy in place and it's very intentional. But I think that's where it kind of comes down to.
Are you looking for a way to boost your brand awareness and create a lasting impression with your customers? Then you need to check out Connie's Impressions. Connie's Impressions is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel, embroidery, and promotional products. They offer a wide variety of services from designing and printing t-shirts and hats to creating personalized mugs and phone cases. But they're more than just a print shop. Connie's Impressions is passionate about helping businesses of all sizes achieve their marketing goals. Their team of experts will work with you to create custom products that perfectly reflect your brand identity. They use high quality materials and cutting edge technology to ensure that your products look amazing and last a long time. Plus, they offer fast turnaround time so that you can get your branded merch in your hands very quickly. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Connie's Impressions can help you create promotional products that get results. So don't wait any longer. Give them a call today, 985-429-8486. What is it? How do you know when you're ready to invest in your business? At what point do you need to know that you're ready to invest in your business? Do you need to have a certain amount of money, a percentage of your business? Like, how would you give advice to that about investing in your business when it comes to money?
Yes. So I feel like it's kind of hopefully I won't go off on too many tangents. You can reel me back in.
It's fine.
It really comes down to what are the goals of the business. And so if you're, hey, I'm tired of working 60 hours each week, okay, then we probably need to hire someone, right? So then we're going to invest in human resources, right? And so how are we going to do that? My biggest thing is that you need to have a cash reserve. So before we start adding expenses, especially trying to get someone in as W-2, a contractor, it's their livelihood too. So I try to be like, hey, let's think about them. Let's not get all corporate where we're like, forget the little man, you know? Yeah. So it's just saying, okay, let's have at least a 3-month cash reserve. Okay. And whether or not you can save up 3 months of operating expenses, or you have a line of credit that you can tap into on those, in those days that, you know, maybe it's your revenues either seasonal, or maybe there's a recession or something. So, I think that's important. I think it's important to make sure you can handle the investment, right? That you can do it wisely. There's a way to do it wisely. There's also even like, hey, I want to invest in a new revenue stream. A lot of revenue streams are not necessarily, they might not be profitable on the first month one. And so then it's, okay, do we have the capital to carry us through until we are turning that money over, we're turning a profit on that revenue. Same with hiring a new person. If you have someone who's going to be revenue producing, you can't necessarily expect them to be revenue producing day one. You need to train them up. They need to understand your culture. They need to understand the brand messaging, all the things before you're going to let them loose. So can we handle their new overhead for the next 3 months until they're fully up and running?
I want to go into now is like, especially investing. So like investing in the people that surround you as well. So like last night we did talk about this, and it was talking about how like I have you, I have Casey, I have Shannon, I have Taylor. Yeah. Everybody works together in all different facets, and like talk about the power of having such a strong team around you when you can get to that point.
Yes. So it's not necessarily that you can have maybe or afford to have this team surrounding you on your first six figures, but I would say once you're headed to like 500,000, then you probably need to start surrounding yourself. And it can be, honestly, like you could do it even earlier on, just depending on how, it just really depends on your numbers and what makes financial sense. But I really think it's important to have someone like myself who's doing your financial, being your fractional CFO, doing your books, and then also having a tax CPA. So a lot of people think I do taxes. I did prepare taxes back in the day, but like that was literally 10 years ago and they changed the laws every single year. So I know enough to be dangerous, but you need to have a tax CPA that specializes in tax. A lot of tax CPAs won't necessarily be able to do what I do, and there's a lot of us who can't do what they do, but we know the value that each of us brings. It's also important to have a financial planner. So the financial planner is going to work with, like, for example, like a husband and wife business owner, right? They're going to say, what are your personal goals? And then what do we need from the business to get them to where they want to be? The other part is, and the financial planner and the tax CPA, a lot of people don't realize, like, they have to work in tandem too, because they need to know what are some of the tax savings, right? What are some of these tax shelters and whatnot, that legal ones. And so the other piece is having an attorney, right? Like a business attorney, just to review your contracts, and making sure that everything's set up, everything's kosher. And then the last one? What was they say? Oh yeah. And then also, like, if you need a business coach, like Casey is amazing. And Steven, it sounds like you're amazing too. So I feel like everyone's amazing. And I think just knowing, like, surrounding yourself and knowing that everyone, because here's the thing, guys, like even myself, like we all have our zone of geniuses, and there's no reason, unless you're starting out, I give everyone who's listening to permission, if you need it, that if you've got a side gig, you are hustling, and that is fully expected. Yeah. But when you get to a point where you're able to then surround yourself with a great team and you're no longer the genius in all of these aspects, like, it's mind blowing how quickly you can get to that next level.
I want to tell y'all this too, just to piggyback off of what you're saying. Like, I experienced something last year. If you don't know your CPA or your financial advisor enough to do what, like, where they understand like what you do for your business, you can get royally screwed. And last year I got royally screwed, to say a nice thing, but like it just was because they didn't necessarily, maybe you might say it better than me, I'm just still bitter, but maybe they didn't understand exactly what it was that I did and like different like aspects. So like if you're in the digital space and you're an influencer and whatever that may look like, there's other ways, I'm gonna say it loosely with air quotes, legally, to get creative of like what you can, a CPA can do for you. And it's okay, get creative. I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not to say, but whatever. But what a bookkeeper could do. So when you have people like that, that work, especially when you're doing something that isn't of the norm of like a traditional CPA that's been around forever, they don't know. And so then they question it. But there are things that you can get creative with. And especially when it comes to investments of 401ks or all like Roth or like all those things.
And let me piggyback, because I feel like creative, tax account or accounts don't like that word creative, because it can imply other things. So let me expand. So tax CPA. So many of us, we go to our tax CPA after the year is over, and they basically tell us, this is what you owe. There's nothing you can do about it. It sucks, you know, kind of sucks, or try better next year. So you want a tax CPA who has knowledge around planning. Tax planning is the big one. So I probably should have clarified that. So you want a tax CPA, but you also really want someone who's a tax CPA that specializes in planning, understands that, and you want to be talking to them throughout the year. And because creative, it makes me a little like, but legally, there's stuff that you can do that is very legal that you can do during the tax year. After the tax year is over, you can't do as many things. So this is why I recommend talking to them on a quarterly basis. And for example, with like Shelby, we get on like a quarterly call and we all come to the table and we're all chatting and making sure, because if we are working in a silo, each of us, it would not work, because every one of us needs something from the other person, each of us professionals. And then we obviously need the business owner to make sure, like, okay, is this what you want? We're not just going to make all these decisions without the business owner in the room too.
Okay, switching a little gears. Let's talk about, I really want to keep talking about the power of the room and like surrounding yourself with the right people. How do you feel about being in a room? Because like we're in a mastermind now, even with Tanya back there. We all met in Denver. Tanya's from Louisiana. We all met in Denver. But we put ourselves in a room, and investing in yourself to get there, how has that changed your life? How has it changed your business?
I've definitely have seen an ROI on it, and there is a power, and I think everything's just transitioning. Everyone during the pandemic, everyone's stuck in their house and everything was very internet based. And just over the past like 18 months, we've noticed a huge shift where it's actually people are getting offline and they want to be in the room. And so these connections, you can form them so much quicker than you can over DMs and Instagram or whatever, email, whatnot. There's just like this fast track. And so I think it's really important into identifying those rooms where your ideal client is and getting in there. And it's funny because like we were talking about this, like I'm more of a, I don't just go around, like if you notice, like Casey is so good about talking to everyone and I feel like I'm a fly on the wall. But I think still just getting in those rooms, cause I'm more of like a one-on-one person. I'm not necessarily like a, hey, let me like collective group and I will, you know, unless I've been like, that was the role I was taking on that day. But anyway, I still think it's been valuable. I've created so many relationships, and even if it's not meeting my next client, it's, I meet, like they recommend me to someone else they know, and it's just like a snowball effect. Me and Shelby met in person in Denver, but we met on Instagram. So like, it was kind of, yes. Yeah, well, yes. Well, Denver, that's like, if we do another podcast on that one. Yeah.
How can people find you? Tell us, like, let's dive into where can they find you? How can they work with you?
Yeah. So check out my website. It's jaseaccounting.com. It's J-A-S-E. It's named after my children. I have 4 kiddos. And find me on there. Feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram. I do have a LinkedIn, but I'm going to talk to Steven about that because that's my next path. I need to just launch myself on there. So you can get a hold of me.
Yay. Well, thanks for being here. See, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Like this episode, comment, leave a review, share with your friends, and everybody come ask Barbara questions. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, let's freaking get it.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Damn Good Marketing Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you comment, review, share it with a friend. Come back next week. And until next time, let's freaking get it.